9:30 on a Monday morning, an opportunity for me to welcome in, as usual, City Manager Ed Gordon and members of the staff of the City of Good Morning, sir. Nice to have you in here today.
Hi, Charlie. How was your weekend?
It was excellent. So far, I'm just trying to figure out here. There we go. Okay.
Is it broken?
I don't know what was going on there, but we're getting sound out of it now, so we'll move along.
I think Debbie was messing with it, is what I think.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
No. It was a Chamber of Commerce weekend.
It was.
Absolutely stunning weather.
It was. Randy Thompson had great weather for opening ceremonies for the Prairie Song.
And, of course, you all covered that. You had your remote up there.
We did.
And listened to that and enjoyed it. And, Charlie, there are lots of opportunities in Bartlesville to find places to recreate and eat,
yes,
and just enjoy this place.
It's
a great place to live and work.
It's a great place to live, work, and enjoy yourself.
It is.
Yeah.
I have with me this morning several staff members. One, we'll start with Mr. Bobby Robinson. Okay. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
I guess a quick question. What is your position in the city of Bartlesville? Folks, I mentioned your name, Bobby Robinson, and folks may look around and say, who in the world is Bobby Robinson?
My position is...
You're married to Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah. Oh, I remember... Was there The Graduate?
That would be one song, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, my title is Park Superintendent for the City of Bartlesville. I've been with the City of Bartlesville for about 16 years now.
And today you're here, and what hat are you wearing today?
Our vector control program.
Ooh, vector control.
Right.
I'm excited about that. And the reason we're going to talk about that for just a few minutes this morning is I noticed that Tulsa County has experienced some cases of West Nile.
That's correct.
They have tested, the Department of Health there has done some testing in separate areas, different areas of Tulsa, and they've come up positive for West Nile. And as we think about this particular subject, what are we doing as a community? First of all, let's talk about testing, Bob.
Well, on the testing side, I just wanted to make it clear that they tested the pools for West Nile. They had, as best of my knowledge, they haven't actually had confirmed cases in people yet, just the mosquito pools that they've tested.
And that brings up a follow-up. Now that you just kind of segue into that, West Nile, Oklahoma Department of Health has an excellent website on this particular subject, and they have a map or a chart that shows from 2002 to 2015 the number of people who've been infected with West Nile encephalitis and deaths caused by West Nile. And in 2015, Bob, how many cases did we have and how many died?
Across the state, there was 79 cases confirmed,
and
actually 10 related deaths to the West Nile.
Yeah, if you look back, it looks like that 2012 was kind of the year. We had 161 cases and 15 deaths.
That's correct.
In the state of Oklahoma, so it is here. It is present. I would just mention, as we talk about West Nile encephalitis, that there, of course, Zika seems to be at the forefront. We're talking about this because Tulsa County has come up positive for West Nile. Bob, talk a little bit about a Zika.
Zika virus, they've had 5 confirmed cases in the state of Oklahoma. All those are related to travel abroad at this time. We will probably see that go up in the near future. But the main thing is that we really, all citizens need to take preventive actions to prevent being bitten by mosquitoes. That's the main goal, is that we educate all the citizens to apply products that's got DEET in it, make sure that they dump any standing water, including flower pots, on a weekly basis, even dog bowls, to kind of help solve the problems that we're having with all the mosquitoes.
Yeah, and again, on the Oklahoma State Department of Health, they have an excellent website, and there they talk about specifically West Nile and what the progression of it, how it affects people, and
And fortunately, we've had no confirmed cases in Washington County.
None. But we're talking about this because it is just to the south of us.
That is correct.
And I wanted to help folks understand. I've had a couple of calls on this, and I thought some information shared would be good. There's another type of encephalitis, Bob, that was prevalent in Oklahoma some years back, St. Louis encephalitis.
Yes.
And, of course, you don't hear anything about St. Louis encephalitis anymore, and I think it's probably because we've developed an immunity to that.
And I'm hoping that trend follows on the other two viruses that we're discussing.
Yeah, that over time, that, of course, doesn't mitigate what happens in the in-between. We can simply take preventive measures, because there really is, according to Oklahoma Department of Health, there is no treatment for West Nile.
That's correct.
It's simply they can give support to you when you become ill. Many people, it says, that are infected with West Nile develop a rash and fever, and in a couple of days it goes away, and they're done with it. Others depend on your immune system. It affects you differently. But there are things that you can do to prevent or help mitigate the mosquitoes. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
You mentioned a couple of things, Bob. But talk about what we do as a city to eliminate this pest.
In our vector control within the city of Bartlesville, we have 10 different zones within the city of Bartlesville that we spray basically on a 5.5 to 6 hour an evening, Monday through Friday. We treat those areas. That means that we can cover the entire town in 1 week. We actually started spraying the last week in May, so we are starting approximately our third week of spraying. So we've made one full trip around town, and we'll be starting our second round.
And of course, we spray at night. We do not spray in the day. And why in the world are we? What is it more convenient to spray in the daytime?
Well, we do. We do spray. We actually start about 6 o'clock. And what we've got some mosquitoes that are active during the day, and then we've got mosquitoes that's active at night. So we're trying to hit both of those different mosquitoes that are out there in our area. So mainly we spray as long as the weather permits, which means if the wind's over 10 miles an hour, we cannot legally spray. That's dictated by the state of Oklahoma. And if we have rain, we can't spray.
And Bob, mosquitoes are out primarily at night.
That's correct.
But also the material that we use, is it sunlight sensitive?
It is. We use a product called Aqua Resilin. It's been a really good product. We've had some really good results in the last year using this product. We also use a product which is called a larvicide for standing water on public right-of-ways and public parks that gives us 30-day control to keep the larva from maturing to the adult stage mosquito.
Looks like a little donut.
That's correct.
A little hockey puck that you throw in the water?
That is correct, and it sinks. The type we use is a sinking type larvicide. And we don't treat private property, but if citizens would like to treat their own areas, they can purchase those larvicide tablets at any of the local distributors that sell chemicals.
I don't want Lowe's, Walmart,
correct.
Atwoods, anybody. I don't leave anybody out.
That's
but,
correct.
I know that they carry them because I've seen them. And so you can purchase those. They're not very expensive, and you can put those in places where water's standing to prevent mosquito populations.
And with the rain finally slowing down, we're able to get out and treat some of our areas. You don't necessarily want to treat when you have water inflowing because the chemical gets washed out.
Running water just takes it away.
That is correct. So we've started our process last week on treating city-owned properties. And one other thing I'd like to touch on is if the citizens, we rely on complaints on the mosquitoes a lot because that kind of tells us how our chemicals working and if there's areas that's more problem areas than other.
Who are you going to call?
You're going to call my office at 918-338-4154 and report any complaints. Or if we're doing a great job and you're not seeing mosquitoes, those calls are welcome also.
Because it they're the eyes and the skin.
That's correct.
They're the skin of the city to let us know
that we're doing good.
Mosquitoes out there. And Bob, a question. Tulsa County's testing for vectors. Why do we test here? I think it's a legitimate question.
We do not test on the city side. The testing is done by the Oklahoma State Department of Health, And the areas that are actually doing the testing, they have entomologists on staff that's doing the testing. And it's my understanding with talking to the State Department of Health that Washington County does not actually test. But they're more at going out to say that the virus is here, has been here. Prior to the virus spreading across the state, they did testing in all counties. But since they know it's here, they're basically wanting everybody to know that it's here and try to prevent any bites from mosquitoes.
Yeah, and on the Oklahoma State website, Oklahoma Department of Health website, it talks about birds. And Bob, I think in the past we have collected birds. You can collect birds and take them to the Department of Health and they will test them. But the West Nile primarily infects or kills crows, blue jays, magpies, ravens, that stripe of bird, that kind of bird.
That's correct.
And if you find one of those, I suspect taking it to the Department of Health, they can probably have it tested. Not talked to Rick Austin, so I'm not an ODEQ guy. I don't know whether, and he's connected there.
Right.
But Bob, appreciate what the hard work that it is. A tough job.
It is.
And it's, again, we spray all night long. So the reason you don't see them in the day is because we spray when the mosquitoes are out.
That's correct.
One more time, Bob, who are you going to call?
Call my office number at 918-338-4154 and report any problems that you're having with mosquitoes, or if you're not having any problems, I'd like to hear those calls too.
Anything else you want to add to this, Bob?
I believe that's it.
Good man. Thanks for coming in
Thank
today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Ah, we move on.
We're moving on.
Marching on.
Yes. Important topic.
Well, it is an important topic. The city, I think, Shelley, I've forgotten now. What is there? Probably 20 departments in the city or somewhere in there.
Yes,
this represents a couple of them. We have with us this morning Shelley McGill, who is the director of what?
Interim director.
As the director of the history, you know, Lisa Beeman's been, how long has she been interim director of the Parks Department?
Going on at least 4 years, maybe close to six.
I think it's 6 years. Yeah. 6 years, and yeah. I took the interim off here a year or so ago.
I thought you did, but I wasn't sure.
I did. Well, good morning, Shelley McGill and Debbie Neese. Let's start with Shelley. Shelley, how long you work for the city?
26 years, be 27 in October.
27 years in October. Debbie, how long have you worked for the city of Bartlesville?
7.5 years.
7.5 years. And of course, Shelley is director. You're HR. You have several hats. HR, you have the library. I think our microphone is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the cord out of somebody's way here. Okay. Go ahead.
Is it working now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the departments that you're over, the library, the history museum, and all this is tied to the because of the mausoleum. You cover the cemetery, White Rose Cemetery. We're here today to talk about a couple of items. Let's start with what I've come to determine is just an absolutely fantastic DVD. And it is Debbie Neese. Debbie, what is your position with the city of Bartlesville?
I'm the collections manager at the Bartlesville Area History Museum.
And you all have come up with a DVD, This is the City That Oil Built. And I have to ask, how did you come up with this idea? Where did this idea come from?
Because oil built Bartlesville.
So what piqued your interest in wanting to do this?
Well, we've been working with the Martha Jane Starr Field of Interest Fund for several years, and we had a surplus of money from different things, and so we asked them if they would fund this video, and they agreed. And it was like a dream, and now it's reality.
And so what you, through this funding, say it again, who funded this?
The Martha Jane Starr, who was Ellie Phillips.
And of course, Phillips, no mystery there.
No mystery.
What a gift the Phillips family has given to our city. Do we need to punch pause for just a moment?
No, it's okay. I'm just trying to get the best pickup on that. That cord apparently seems to have, it was working fine at 8:30, but at 9:30 it's not working fine here.
It's. Yeah. Would you like for me to sing a few notes or?
No, I'm just going to reel it. Just move things around a little bit here so I get better pickup on the way.
There we go.
while I play with this other microphone.
All right, we'll all kind of.
Okay, we should.
Now we're playing, so.
I'll take that one. We'll let them have this one.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the how and why. Who was involved in making this DVD?
The staff. I say the staff. I don't do anything by myself. Everything revolves
Give me some names.
Around Joe Crabtree, Matt Clapper, me, Betty Kime, who is our education coordinator. Nothing happens at the museum if we don't all work together.
And Debbie, this particular DVD that you put together it's professionally done. Who worked with you in this to put it together?
Jay and Anjanette Webster are the creative backbone of this.
And
they are at Pioneer Dream.
Right. And what period of time does this cover, approximately, when we talk about oil?
I would say it probably begins in the late 1800s when Foster was in the Osage.
And then it comes all the way up
to present.
To the present time.
Our goal was to, when somebody comes downtown and they drive through Bartlesville, they see ConocoPhillips, they see Phillips, but they don't see the little guy that actually helped create what we have here. And so we wanted to be able to start with the Osage oil leases and build forward. And we've accomplished that very well.
And so it is incredibly short for me. It's just kind of like Charlie, it's like good music.
Yes.
Good music, it's over before you get started. Bad music just seems to last forever. Even if it's just 30 seconds long, bad music is bad.
It's all through perception.
It is perception. Yeah. And the perception is this is a very short video because it's so excellent. It's 12 minutes long.
We started out with it going to be 10 minutes, but there's a lot to tell in 10 minutes. And Jay Webster was very creative. The next thing we knew, we had 12 minutes. So the Bartlesville Area History Museum Trust Authority stepped in and paid the rest of the bill. And it couldn't have been any shorter than 12 minutes to make it all work.
And again, I think it is, if you want to know about Bartlesville and oil, pick this DVD up. You must pick this DVD up. It is such a resource. And which brings up another topic that related to this, and that is we have one of these DVDs to give away. You can buy them at the History Museum, and they're
$10.95.
For this most excellent, sound like Ted and whatever his name was.
I was wondering when you were going to go to that excellent adventure.
Most excellent adventure, it does, doesn't it? So we have one of these we're going to give away. And what, we've got a trivia question here. And I think I have several here that we can pick up on. You've mentioned his name, but really the man who put together oil in this area, who signed a blanket lease with the Osage tribe for 1.5 million acres, and then went in and then surveyed that off and broke it off in 160 acre plots, and then out of that leased that to people to come in and develop oil. And once they struck oil, then he would go to the plot next to theirs and drill and come
Smart
up with
man.
Oil. Smart. Wow, what a great thought. And And so the question is who really was this individual who signed this blanket lease with the Osage tribe for 1.5 million acres? And Charlie, we're going to have them call in.
Okay.
What number are they going to call?
They'll call 918-336-1400, same number they're used to calling for consumer calls or Christmas or whatever.
So put your thinking caps on, you oil people out there, and which caller?
Let's just take the first correct caller.
First correct caller.
Yeah.
So we'll continue to talk, and you call in. Who signed the 10-year blanket lease with the Osage tribe for 1.5 million acres? And you get the, his name was mentioned already on the program, is that person?
Well, I have a caller standing by, and a good morning, caller. You're on the air. Can you answer our question?
Yes, H.B. Foster.
Oh, bingo.
Okay.
That's right. H.B. Foster is the one that did that. Who are we talking to?
Scott.
Hey, Scott, thanks for calling in. Look, do you know where the Bartlesville Area History Museum is?
I do.
It's on the fifth floor of City Hall. Go
yes.
to the fifth floor of City Hall when you get your lunch break. Go up there, and Scott, they'll have your name on one of those, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Scott. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Excellent.
That was an easy one.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
He was quick on the draw on that.
Quick on the draw.
He was. Well, appreciate Scott calling in. And back to the DVD. Debbie, tell us a little bit of what is in it.
What is in it?
Yeah, just give us an overview of it.
Many people don't know about Mr. Foster. He was actually the key player to get oil started in this area. Frank Phillips and Ellie Phillips were hitting dry holes. They only had enough money for one more hole. They went to Ann Anderson's property, and I'm sure you know where that is, don't you?
I know exactly where it is.
Yep. So they went to that property. They talked to Ann Anderson's uncle, made arrangements to drill a hole. It came in, and that's what started their prosperity.
The birth of Phillips Petroleum Company.
Yes, sir.
And we have been endowed with that that treasure ever since.
Yes, we have.
Debbie, as you think about this particular DVD, what is the heart of it? I know it says this is a city that oil built, but what is the part of it that you took away? Because you invested yourself in putting this all together. What is it that you took away from it?
What I took away is it's not about the big oil companies. It's about the men that were out there in the sludge bringing in the oil. They're the ones that actually did it.
Yeah, and with that thought in mind about big oil, Bartlesville is a birthplace of a number of big oil companies.
Yes,
not
sir.
Not just ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66.
But City Service. City Service was huge here.
ITIO. Was
Sinclair. I mean, they all had establishments here.
Sinclair Oil. By the way, that was on, I think, the History Channel. Sinclair, they had a little deal on oil there and it watched some, I believe, is History Channel. But Debbie, thanks for your hard work on putting this together. Anything you want to add to this?
We also have it posted on our website. There's a link there where you can go and click. Our website is the BartlesvilleHistory.com. It's also placed out on YouTube if you want to go there. You can't get out to come to the museum to see it, or you don't want to purchase the CD. You can go to YouTube and put in, "This is the city oil built," and you can watch it from home.
Yeah, and again, let's talk a little bit about the History Museum before we change hats here. What is up there on the fifth floor?
We have an educational experience that is like nothing else. And we're a quiet place on the fifth floor that, you know, visitors come in to see, and they may spend a few minutes or they may spend hours. We have a 1910 Nelson Carr one-room school. Third graders come there, and we have an educational experience that they do not forget.
They come back
as adults, yeah, and go there again.
And we have individuals that play the parts.
We do. Our education coordinator, Betty Keim, she dresses as a marm, and she tells them the story of how education was in 1910.
Well, it is a treasure. Of course, we have the authority, the board that oversees, that is, just about every department in the city has a citizen board that oversees it, mm-hmm, and helps run the thing. You have an excellent group there.
We do.
That are passionate about history and want people to understand Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and Washington County.
Right.
Debbie, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate the hard work. You and the staff there. With that, I'm going to switch over to Ms. McGill. Morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Ed.
Shelley, again, you've been 27 years with the city of Bartlesville, and you are currently, you're really the HR director. That's where you've been.
Yes, sir.
For quite some time.
Since 2003, I've been in HR.
And you've been director of...
Not interim. You actually have the job, right?
She actually has the
yes.
job.
Yes.
She does. And she... her and her staff do a great job. Shelley, let's talk about summer camp for kids in relationship to the History Museum. Talk about that.
Well, we've developed a summer camp for kids that can come to the History Museum and kind of take a day out, a couple days, and tour the city, take some pictures, learn how to journal and how history is built. And it is really a fun program for them. So we've developed that. I believe they are taking enrollments right now for 2nd through 5th grade, and it begins on June the 21st.
I think my grandkids have been through that program. Debbie's nodding her head as she remembers them, I'm sure.
Good kids.
Yeah, a lot like their grandfather. So here's an opportunity. What are the dates of that?
June the 21st to the 23rd.
21st to the 23rd
yes.
of
right.
June.
One thing we're trying to do is create junior historians. You start kids out in history early and it carries with them. So one of the things we're working with this year is we are going to tell them history begins with you. So let's create your genealogy. And by incorporating their genealogy into Bartlesville history, they get a grasp that they can't get anywhere else.
Oh my goodness. And by the way, there is a genealogy department in the city of Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley, talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we have a genealogy department, which is just first rate. We have people coming in from even out of state to use our genealogy department. We have one of the best.
It's at the library.
It is at the City of Bartlesville Public Library. It's right behind the circulation desk. We have a lot of Indian history, which a lot of the genealogy departments don't. So you can call in it's hard sought and hard to find. We also have genealogists on hand that are available to help you. And we actually have databases. Like Ancestry.com and those that you can use at the library. And they're quite costly on your own, but we have all those resources available to you at the library.
Shelley, a tremendous resource in the History Museum and the library. Talk a little bit about the OMA conference. What is an OMA conference? What is that?
It's the Oklahoma Museum Association, and last year we hosted that conference here in Bartlesville. And I misspoke.
It'll be September.
We're hosting it here in September this year. I do apologize. And the Oil That City Built video has been nominated for an award, and we believe it might just win. And this is something that is really great thing for our city. And if you have time in September, we invite you to come to some of those classes.
And so that's the conference. Now let's talk about the Oklahoma Historical Society. And they were here last year. Is that right?
Yes, they were.
And we hosted that event. There was a number of individuals from the city that worked to put that together here to host that conference. And who all... Debbie, you may want to step in here. Who all was involved? I know Joan Singleton.
She was here then, yes.
She retired here this past year.
Right.
But she was a key player in that conference, the former library director.
Right. Nancy Waring is our grants administrator for the City of Bartlesville. She was a key player, as well as Kim Inman at the cemetery. Of course, I am a key player as well because I work with BRTA, all the local business owners, building owners, as well as Main Street Bartlesville to make sure that everything flows well to get our tax credits and things like that. And then, of course, Joan Singleton was involved too. This is our second year to get the Certificate of Merit from the Oklahoma State Historical Society. Well,
quite a recognition, not something that's just a fluff award. It represents a tremendous amount of work, and they've recognized the City of Bartlesville for that. And with this citation, this of merit to us, of course, I think Chris Wilson was also active in that.
Yes.
So
Mark Haskell with Main Street.
Right, and I'm sure Sharon Hurst was a part of that. Well, Shelley, anything else exciting going on that we need to talk about?
I wanted to talk about a couple things at the library very quickly.
Okay.
Right now we're having our summer reading program for the kids, and that is from June 6th to July 29th. Every Monday we do a program at the library, and today's program will be the Sugar-Free All-Stars. And the kids get to journal them out of the reading, and it's a fun program for them. Also, I wanted to just tout a new program. We've started a DVD program, so if you're in the library and you don't want to read, but you want to check out a video and watch it in the library or listen to an audiobook, you can do that. You can also check out a laptop. We have new conference rooms, and we're just working on increasing our citizen comfort and convenience. So ask you to check out the library this summer.
It's a handy place to be.
It is,
and I appreciate the hard work that you all do, and a lot of work behind the scenes to make these things work. Thank you for coming in today and being a part of the radio program. Again, to the History Museum staff, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the job well done. Shelley, Your involvement and oversight, is your steady hand, is much appreciated. Charlie?
Thank you, sir.
Been fun to be here.
It is fun to be here.
I would say God bless the city of Bartlesville. Have
a
great day.
Residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.